In this bulletin, IS claims responsibility for Sri Lanka's Easter Sunday terrorist attacks. A Perth father admits to killing five of his family members. And guide dog handlers say they're being denied access to public places because of their dogs. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. IS is claiming responsibility for the Easter Sunday suicide bombings in Sri Lanka. In a video issued through the group's news agency, eight purported assailants, seven of whom are masked, pledged allegiance to the terror group. That came alongside a statement claiming responsibility for the coordinated bombings. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, says security forces are investigating.
Certainly the security apparatus is on the view that there are foreign links, and some of the evidence points to that. So if when the ISIS claimed it, we'll be following up on this claim. There was suspicion that there were links with the ISIS.
A Perth father has admitted killing his wife, three children and mother-in-law in September last year. 25-year-old Anthony Robert Harvey pleaded guilty to the crimes via video link today. He'll face sentencing in the WA Supreme Court on June the 21st. Pauline Hanson's chances of getting her One Nation colleagues elected to the Senate have lifted with lucky ballot paper draws in Queensland and Western Australia. One Nation drew second spot on the Queensland Senate ballot paper and first on the West Australian paper. The right-wing Rise Up Australia Party claimed first spot in Queensland, with Clive Palmer's United Australia Party third. Meanwhile, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton and former Prime Minister Tony Abbott drew above their Labor rivals in their marginal seats of Dixon and Warringah. But Labor's Libby Coker has drawn above sitting Liberal MP Sarah Henderson in the marginal Victorian seat of Corangamite. Nationals leader Michael McCormack has endorsed the work of the Bureau of Meteorology after it was attacked by one of his Queensland candidates. Jared Rennick, who's in the Queensland LNP's winnable third position, last month accused the Weather Bureau of rewriting weather records to fit in with what he termed the global warming agenda. The comments are in line with One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's views. But Mr. McCormack says the Bureau is doing a great job.
So appreciate that, as we get more technological, we've got better data, we've got better gauge to measure it by. And I appreciate that I'm not a weather person, so I give BOM its due and its credit. They do a grand job, and may they continue to do that for a long, long time.
Overseas, Saudi Arabia has beheaded 37 citizens in a mass execution across the country for alleged terrorism-related crimes, publicly pinning one of the headless bodies to a pole as a warning to others. It marked the largest number of executions in a single day in Saudi Arabia since 2016, when the kingdom executed 47 individuals. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says the executions were carried out in accordance with Islamic law, using language that indicated they were all beheadings. The Interior Ministry statement says those executed had adopted extremist ideologies and formed terrorist cells with the aim of spreading chaos and provoking sectarian strife. A Japanese woman has been arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle 19 native lizards out of Australia in a suitcase. The 27-year-old was arrested at Melbourne Airport after an X-ray revealed 17 shingleback lizards and two blue-tongue lizards in her luggage. The Australian Border Force says it found the lizards after receiving a tip-off from Hong Kong. ABF Investigations Commander Graham Grossi says the alleged offender could spend a decade in prison.
So these lizards are protected under our legislation and they require a permit to be exported. The offences carry a penalty of 10 years imprisonment or a fine of up to $210,000 or both.
Guide dog handlers say they're being denied access to businesses and public places because of their dogs. New research by Guide Dogs Victoria shows one in two handlers across the country have experienced rejection in the past 2 years, with some reporting being turned away on 10 occasions. Cafes and restaurants were the main offenders, followed by taxis and rideshare services, office buildings and hospitals. Alastair Scott, the General Manager of Guide Dog and Vision Services, hopes the research will remind the public of the rights handlers have.
We think it's really important to make the public and the community and businesses aware that guide dogs have a legal right to access all areas, the only exceptions being operating rooms and commercial kitchens.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, also partly cloudy and 21 degrees. Hobart, a late shower, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, similar, 24. Sydney, sunny and 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a possible shower, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.